Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automobile Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. Now, a special shout goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people helping in the coronavirus effort all across the country. Thank you for helping to keep America free and safe. Now to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks working the oil rigs out there all across the country and around the world. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page and then jump into the chat room and conduct a conversation with us, just like a whole bunch of people are doing right now. Now, I'm going to start this hour with the Pledge of Allegiance, and here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, let's start out with what the president had to say very quickly here about the state of things in the country. Here we go.
It's a big moment in our history because we're opening up our country again. People are coming out. They're starting to go around and see what's happening. They've been sort of shut down, as the expression goes. But we're opening up our country. People want our country to open up. Now, we want to do it in a safe way. We want to make sure safety, you know, all about social distancing and washing your hands and all of the things that we're supposed to do. And something I think that's important to say, because I've been okay at this kind of thing, our economy. It's going to come back very, very strong. You know, we built the greatest economy anywhere in the world, nobody even close. Greater than China by far, greater than anybody. Nobody was even close. I did it once, we're going to do it again. And it's going to be just as strong by the time we have it done. And it's going to be a lot sooner than anybody would understand. We're going to have an incredible next year, and I look forward to it.
Now, obviously, I'm going to get into discussions about President Trump and Barack Obama and his possible implication in something called Obamagate. But there won't be any flowery language. There won't be any overly intellectual analysis. There won't be any more calls for another investigation that goes anywhere. What we need to do right now, folks, is good, down-home, common sense, and a commitment to our nation's well-being. We need to pick our country up by the bootstrap, literally every one of us, you, me, everybody listening. This country needs to get back to work pronto. A slower, delayed easing in the economy is going to prove to be more fatal than the virus itself. Now, I hate to say that, but it's true. There are forces at work right now, folks, doing their best to prolong the pain and see to it that its unbeknownst to the public climax happens. And the culmination that's been planned by these nefarious forces will make the apocalypse look like an orange lemon. Now, behavior follows perception. and the perception that's being created by the medical establishment, the corrupt media, the left, and an out-of-control government swamp is fear. They are living on your fear. And it's being aided by the best learning method there is, repetition, 24/7 on global television. The objective here, folks, besides fear, is control. Now, believe it or not, one woman died of asphyxiation from wearing a face mask. She was wearing the mask in her car when she had an accident. Well, apparently she passed out and couldn't breathe with the mask on. Unbelievable. She thought she needed a mask while driving. You know why? Fear. Now, on Thursday, the medical establishment announced their prediction that 60 to 70% of our population could be infected with COVID-19 is not true. How's that for spreading fear and seeing it will stick to the wall? Have you not seen the numbers out there of the people that actually have contracted coronavirus? It isn't any 60 or 70%. Unbelievable. In the 20th century, Soviet communists would be envious to see what's been accomplished in such a short time by these people in this country. Now, we're being manipulated to welcome a level of tyranny and control we would never have otherwise accepted. Many Democratic governors and mayors are talking about a continuation of the lockdown and vigorously enforcing stay-at-home orders. Guess what? People are being arrested now, folks, for opening their stores, taking walks in the park. The Chinese are hoarding medical supplies. And with the likes like Dr. Fauci and many Democrats in Congress warning against a too-soon resumption of living, why is that? And then we've got Bill Gates, the globalist, who's preached for years about viruses and vaccines. They're all the answers to the problem. Well, it's just one problem with that. He's benefited from a number of vaccines financially quite handsomely, thank you. And many people in Africa, you probably don't even know this because you didn't pay attention. Many people in Africa actually died from Gates vaccines and on multiple occasions. Permission to vaccinate children was not even obtained except by the hostel wardens who had no authority to do so. That was reported in the LA Times. And as a result, people died. Way to go. We don't need that in this country, folks. Wake the hell up. It's time to take back our country. We can do it one of two ways. The easy way is voting in November and making sure you go and vote in person. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm just getting fired up.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of immune booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hey, this is David Costa, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that's the Renegade Aviator. You hear him just before my show on Monday mornings, early around the country, Eastern Time, and that would be Sunday nights in other places because the fact of the time difference out on the West Coast. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team, who make the product Relief Factor up there in Washington State, right outside Seattle. And if you're struggling with nagging pain, if you've got arthritis, if you've got back pain, neck pain, some shoulder pain, foot pain, maybe you got muscle aches and pain you just can't seem to get rid of, well, here's a way you can do it right here. It's called Relief Factor. Now, you can go to the website they gave me. It's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Take a look at the little video that's right there. It's 2.5 minutes long. Pete and Seth are in it. They'll tell you not only what's in the product that they have, it's all natural, no narcotics at all, but they'll also tell you how it will save you a whole bunch of grief and agony and pain down the line if you just start to take it regularly. And you can do that with the $19.95 3-week quick start, which is available right there off the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. After all you got to lose is pain, right? So give it a shot. Now, there are many doctors and nurses, for those in the medical profession, that are beginning to come forward and speak out against the medical profession that seems to be turned upside down right now. Some have been ostracized, some have been attacked, people out of fear and not going to the hospital that need to. For example, a whole bunch of ERs are eerily empty. Doctors are asking, where are the heart attacks and strokes? Well, that's a good question. You can't go into an ER room in a hospital normally and not see somebody in there suffering from a heart attack or a stroke. But all of a sudden, you're not seeing that. Now, President Trump is apparently not immune to disinformation, and medical advisors with an agenda. But I believe the president is aware and has a plan to counter these swamp creatures. And he's got to be very careful to not appear malevolent. Because he's got to do something about this. These are the monsters in the dark places that have worked hard these many decades to disrupt our way of life, destroy our culture, our morals, and sabotage our freedom. They've sold us out for power, and they're determined to achieve more, regardless of who it hurts or destroys. Now that many of you have woken up, some of you still need to get out of bed and stand up. Register. Vote. I can't believe how many people I've walked in up to and talked to and talked to me. And, well, I'm not going to vote. My vote doesn't matter. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? With some of these elections that have been so close, your vote doesn't matter. You're out of your mind. And by the way, get in touch with your federal, your state, your local representatives. Let them know how you feel. Tell them that they're being watched and that you will not be intimidated. Now, New York, my friends in my old home state, you should be demanding the resignation of Governor Cuomo for the deaths of thousands of elderly who were subjected to infected patients that were transferred to nursing homes on Cuomo's order. That never should have happened. It didn't happen in Florida. And I want you all to remember one little thing while I get down off my soapbox. Thomas Jefferson said, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. It's a price we've always paid. We always will. We can take back our country from those that stole it from us, and we need to do it today. We need to start doing it today. Now, let's talk about what the Democrats are up to here with their little stimulus plan number three. Now, House Democrats are pushing forward with a massive fifth round of a coronavirus relief legislation that could be their most far-reaching effort yet to address the economic fallout of the pandemic and come with a price tag in the trillions of dollars, $3 trillion minimum. Now, while the House is technically on recess, all this time, Democratic leadership and committee chairs have been drafting their legislative laundry list for the relief package that could rival the cost and even more of the $2.2 trillion CARES Act that passed in March, or we think it's going to exceed it. Now, this comes, however, as GOP leaders are looking to pump the brakes on spending, with prior relief bills already prompting the U.S. Treasury to borrow a record $3 trillion this quarter. Now, that comes from Fox News. But Democrats are using the coronavirus as an opportunity of a lifetime. And I personally am convinced that the Democrats and the left are willing to break the back of this country and start with a clean slate, transforming this nation into a socialist state, which is something that the Cloward-Piven strategy has been about all the way since way to hell back in 1963 when they started this, and they hope it becomes reality because they've been trying ever since then to instill that policy. And Steve in Thailand says people that don't vote shouldn't complain about what the end result is and what the government does. And you're right. You're right, Steve. You're absolutely right. But here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Like it or not, we're in a war. We're in a war. It's not of our making. And people say we're not at a war with our own viral adversary, but we are, China. And within our country, with the people that are still trying to take this president and this government and this country of ours down because they want to convert it over something that what they want. And what they want is what AOC wants, what Tlaib wants, what Omar wants, what Presley wants. Not my America, not on my watch. And you're a soldier. All of you listening, you're a soldier out there. And whether or not you want to be part of this or not. Such is the nature of this war. Communications, obviously. Social media, obviously. In a regular war, you'd have the brightest and the youngest out there in a battlefield fighting an enemy head on. This isn't that kind of a war. This is the war for public opinion and for control of the finances, the purse strings of this country for the next decade or more. And believe me, accuracy and honesty is also the most important part of intelligence, because with correct intelligence, you can face your enemy head on with respect, not fear. And remember, establishing the proper tools can sometimes be a frustrating and costly adventure, because you take your own knowledge from previous encounters with a similar enemy and see what the outcome will be. Well, we've been going after these people for what, 10 years or more? And when establishing the fighting perimeters, you should employ what you remember when giving the orders to say, I'm recommending this because of the information collected, and it demonstrates that we should. But one has to establish the perimeters of each battlefield to accommodate their particular situations. Remember Solinsky's rules for radicals? Pick a target, freeze it. Well, that's what they're doing. They picked the target. It's coronavirus. And by the way, there are enough things that were done wrong in the beginning of all of this to spread around to all the experts, the Democrats and the Republicans, and the mainstream media. But the brunt of erroneous information must be placed at the feet of the progressive, left, liberal, socialist, Democrat, communist media. The reason we're in the fix we're in right now is because of the World Health Organization. Remember what they said, the real architects of this war? Whether or not it was intentional, the jury's out. Whether or not China did this intentionally, the jury's out. You can form your assumptions, but again, without facts, concrete, cold, hard facts, it's an opinion. And the opinion that we have to come to is to stand up as Americans and take our country back from those that have stolen it from us, and those that continue to say, including Joe Biden, well, we can continue now with the fundamental transformation of America into what we see the real America needs to be. Oh, no. No, no, no. Not on my watch. No, sir, buddy. And it shouldn't be on any of your watches either. And remember, you're going to start seeing the hashtag Obamagate all over the place. We told you what it was like in the first hour. I'll be talking about it some more with Denise Simon here in about 30 minutes. All right, don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with our first military and veterans news report. Don't go anywhere. I shall return. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's a new scare from the coronavirus in New York. A disease that may be linked to the virus is affecting small children. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo spoke about a mysterious illness that has now taken the lives of three children in the state.
Toddler, elementary school children are presenting symptoms similar to Kawasaki disease or toxic shock-like syndrome.
He says it affects children's blood vessels and potentially the heart. The state health department is studying 73 cases in which children with the syndrome have COVID-19 antibodies or tested positive for the coronavirus. Vice President Mike Pence and three members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force is self-quarantining because of possible exposure to another member of the Trump administration. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment here in the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Remember, if you're looking for a job with a true career where you can make money faster than any other job that I know of in America, listen to these words right here.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the thing about the National Aviation Academy is, number one, they've got two locations to serve you. They have one in Concord, Mass., which is right outside Boston. And then they have another one, which is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, National Aviation Academy can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of around $60,000 a year on a 40-hour-a-week job. But you can make a whole lot more than that. The work is there. If your desire is there, if you want to exceed at what you do and climb up the ladder, guess what? It's very easy to make a lot more than that. And I'll guarantee if you go overseas and get a job with a military contractor, which not everybody does, you'll start out at a six-figure salary. But again, not everybody does that. But it's there once you can get the opportunity to do it. In the meantime, Check them out to find out more by going to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call and ask to take the tour of one of the two facilities, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Now, the military, all things accounted for, should be getting some sort of pay raise this coming year. Now, here's why. It was announced by the DOD, despite all the uncertainty surrounding this year's defense budget and federal coronavirus spending, that service members should expect to get a hefty pay raise in 2021. Now, we don't know how much that's going to be, but I'll just take the word of the top Republican in the House Armed Services Committee and the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, as well. Works for me. In addition, the United States is pulling two Patriot missile batteries and some fighter aircraft out of Saudi Arabia amidst the tensions between the kingdom and the Trump administration over oil production. Now, that's what we're hearing, and that's coming from the Associated Press. And again, you have to take things with a grain of salt. The Associated Press is another one of those progressive, left, liberal, democratic, socialist organizations that has an agenda, and they would like nothing better than to drive a stone or a wedge in between the United States and Saudi Arabia, and this is a way they might be able to do it. So, I'm just reporting the news story, telling you it's from the Associated Press. Take it for what it's worth. Now, the command in charge of processing new recruits into the services has updated its policy for accessing coronavirus survivors, loosening the restrictions, banning anyone who has been diagnosed to only those who were hospitalized because of complications. If you weren't hospitalized and you didn't have complications and you had coronavirus and you recovered, you can still join the military. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Now, also, the U.S. Air Force is abandoning a directive to get its F-35, F-22, and F-16 jets up to the 80% mission capable rate after failing to meet that goal in fiscal 2019. The presumptive chief of staff for the Air Force said so. By the way, I heard that he is self-quarantining because of someone he came in contact with in his command with the that tested positive for the coronavirus. So, I think his name is General Gilday or something like that. I believe I said that right. Wow. Unbelievable. Okay. Well, it is what it is, right? And President Donald Trump's latest pick to lead the Navy vowed this week to improve the public trust and leadership of the service after years of controversies that have led to a tarnished culture within the ranks, training that maybe wasn't good enough that helped to cause some of these ship collisions we had over there in the South China Sea and elsewhere. Hopefully the Navy will get it right now because they're too good of a service to not do it right. Now, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper is leading the push right now to withdraw troops from an international peacekeeping force. The U.S. heads in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, where Egyptian security forces are battling Islamic State militants on Israel's doorstep. That's not a bad idea, but if we pull out of there, who's going to run the show, and are they going to be able to keep the ISIS folks at bay? I guess we'll see. Also, an undisclosed number of support staff accompanying sequestered Navy sailors at the home of U.S. forces in Japan have tested positive for the coronavirus. That according to the base commander. So now we have another problem over there in Guam, which is where this is. And a U.S.-led coalition special operations force hit back against an Islamic State cell in Syria, capturing a mid-level leader linked to the rise in attacks by the terror group in the Deir ez-Zor countryside area. We'll see how that all plays out. Now, the Pentagon is venturing beyond Washington with some of their tests right now for the first time since March on the coronavirus. The military's coronavirus battle plan will be put in place as they'll take it on the road around the world to see to it that our military forces kept in as great a shape as they possibly can be and not have this thing spread on different bases. Now, again, I need to remind everybody that just because you test positive for coronavirus doesn't mean that you're going to be sick right away and wind up in a hospital. Because a lot of people are asymmetric. They don't have any signs, but they test positive. So we'll see what happens. Now, remember the military serving as one of President Donald Trump's valets tested positive for the coronavirus. You heard about Vice President Pence's press secretary. And then there was a rumor right away, well, he's going to quarantine, self-quarantine, because he came in contact with... No, he's not. He took a test over the weekend. He said he did. And he tested negative. So that takes care of that for another week. Because they test you every week for coronavirus when you are one of the ones that are on their regularly testable lists or considered to be someone that might be at risk. Now, the Pentagon is so busy lately, it's hard to see what they're, what they're going to do next. And with a congressionally requested report recommending the Pentagon's chief management officer role be eliminated, the current occupant of that office says that she is open to new organizational ideas as long as they do not cause a backslide in what she perceives as the forward momentum achieved by her office. And we're talking about the Pentagon's chief management officer, which I'm not really sure why you need a management officer when you got everybody else over there doing their job. But that's just me. All right. Coming back with our next Truckers Highway and Bible report, so don't go anywhere. We'll have that. And then, of course, Denise Simon right around the corner after that. So don't go anywhere. I shall return with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound to Buffalo Bandit Run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
All righty, that's our Truckers and Highway Bible Report music for this hour, hour number two, the second one rather, but we're doing the old hour number two reveille part here, and it's brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Make sure you check them out. Now, we have got some changes in the weather, always seems to happen this time of the night, and here we go. I told you it was going to get colder in the Northeast, and I told you there were some watches where they had freeze watches and frost warnings. Well, now a lot of that has become freeze warnings with possible record low temperatures. So here we go. Upstate New York from the St. Lawrence Seaway all the way down I-81, all the way to Binghamton, all the way down, this includes Utica over east on I-90, and then south down into Pennsylvania, the Poconos, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, Harrisburg, seems to be the higher elevations. Freeze warnings with possible record temperatures tonight. Southern Michigan, same thing. West Virginia, same thing. Northeastern Kentucky, same thing. Mountains of Virginia, same thing. Now, you do have a frost warning for the eastern part of Pennsylvania and the eastern, northeastern part of Virginia and the southeastern corner of Indiana and the southern part of Ohio, but across southern, across central Ohio and southern Ohio, southeastern Ohio, you've got a freeze warning in effect with possibly record lows by morning. Now let's go up into Wisconsin and Minnesota and Iowa and South Dakota and North, let's see, Nebraska. Those areas, you've got a freeze warning. Record temperatures possible in several areas, especially in eastern Nebraska and northwestern Iowa, southern Minnesota, central Wisconsin. You have a frost warning for southern Wisconsin, for southeastern Iowa, for the western part of Illinois, for most of Missouri, for the southern part of Nebraska, and the northeastern corner of Kansas. Now, moving down south, South Carolina, you have got the possibility for some unstable weather today, as well as a fire threat advisory for the central part of Georgia and parts of South Carolina. That also could include into the panhandle of Florida today, with some unstable weather in that area and very warm temperatures, warm and dry temperatures, I might add. Out in the western part of Arizona tonight, which includes Kingman, Arizona, north, all the way up to Nevada, all the way up I-15, up from Las Vegas, the California line, all the way to Mesquite, and into Utah. And then the central part of Nevada, you have a fire threat advisory there tonight. You've got windy conditions from Raleigh on down through about Fresno, California. And the central part of Oregon, windy conditions, as well as down towards Lake Tahoe and a little bit further south. Now, somebody is talking about, what is this here? Okay. Well, Joe is talking down in Sarasota about the veterans that are going to be walking a Ringling Bridge in Sarasota. It's May 23rd, not tomorrow. May 23rd. So you got a few more days to think about that. We'll mention that again. And that's the veterans. So keep in mind, a critical fire weather condition has been forecast over parts of the desert southwest on Monday. The combination of strong winds, low relative humidity, warm temperatures will contribute to extreme fire behavior and fire spread. We certainly hope not. But well below normal temperatures with a potential for widespread record lows are forecast to continue Monday into Tuesday across much of the eastern two-thirds of the U.S. I just told you about that. And that weather is going to be very unstable as it's going to be moving into New England. So you're not out of the woods yet up there, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Connecticut, higher elevations for sure, where you had that snow. They had, what, 9 inches of snow in parts of New England over the weekend. Some areas higher up had a little bit more than that. Winter isn't gone. Winter isn't gone. Never say never when it comes to winter. All right, and there you go. Now, keep in mind the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the pilot and Flying J closest to you because you need a shower, they got you covered. You need to do your laundry, got you covered. Need to park a truck for your 10-hour break? Got you covered. All set and ready to go. So there you go. Remember that one. Now, joining us on the telephone right now, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, you know, the big question of the hour is, what is Obamagate?
Well, January the 5th, that's when Obamagate was officially launched. I guess, I think it is actually, well, earlier than that, for sure, but the January 5th was the Oval Office meeting, where we have now confirmed via the documents that were released end of last week that Obama already knew about the Flynn phone call with Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. So that means that somebody requested the unmasking of that telephone call.
Mm-hmm.
In the White House.
But here's where it got inflamed over the weekend. Did you happen to catch Jesse Waters' show?
No, but I happened to read the article where he had, where Obama apparently had either a phone call or written a letter, I forget which.
Yeah.
Talking about, the rule of law has since been lost on the Department of Justice, right?
Yep.
Because we dropped a case where, somebody had lied to the FBI. Well, now we really have to find out, interestingly enough, was it really a lie? Because the FBI did not refer the case to the Department of Justice for perjury or a lie. They never did that because it was Mueller who actually pursued the case, not to the Department of Justice.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go back to 2017, because Obama pardoned retired Marine General James Cartwright.
Yep.
And he was the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He pled guilty to lying to the CIA about his discussions with reporters regarding Iran's nuclear program.
Mm-hmm.
Ding, ding, ding.
Well, you won't get any ding, ding, ding out of me because I've been watching this Obamagate thing fly all night long because of Jesse Walters, and they've all been retweeting what he said in his program, which was, quote, sources are telling Waters World that Attorney General Bill Barr was given a trove of smoking documents that could point directly at former President Barack Obama, revealing his powerful connection.
We don't know that.
I'm telling you, that's what they've been tweeting.
Well,
all night, after
the documents were declassified.
Yep, but hold on, because here comes the music. We'll continue this afterwards. Unfortunately, they call that a break, hard break. And I'm telling you, this Obamagate thing, it's the hottest topic on the internet right now. Wow. Well, we'll finish the conversation when we come back, and then we got other things to talk about. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, top of the hour break, and we shall return with more. And Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com.
Hello, I'm...
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.